BYU Sports Nation is live, presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. A winning Wednesday, no doubt, February 12th. I am Spencer Linton. He is Jerem Jordan. Yesterday, BYU Athletic Director Tom Holmoe announcing his retirement at the end of the 2024-2025 athletic calendar season. And he will wrap up a 20-year tenure as BYU's athletic director. BYU's official social media accounts posting the following: "Thank you, Tom. After 20 years of service as BYU's director of athletics, Tom Holmoe has announced that he will retire at the end of the 2024-2025 athletic season. Tom lifted BYU to unprecedented heights during his tenure, leaving an undeniable legacy that will last forever." End quote. Jerem, what was your reaction to the news of Tom Holmoe's imminent retirement yesterday?
Wow, it's happening. We knew at some point he was going to have to hang it up. We don't want him to go. He's been amazing. You could argue he's been the greatest athletic director BYU's ever had. He took BYU to the Big 12. He transformed this place with the right people. You think about Mendenhall, Rose, Satake, Pope, Young, all great hires. The facilities that BYU has upgraded, the systems that have been put in place for BYU, the culture that's been here, the people that have been affected. Tom Holmoe's been amazing, and he deserves this because he got BYU to the Big 12, and now he can enjoy watching BYU flourish. And what a season to end on. You think about the football season that BYU just had. You think about cross-country national championships, the Olympians, A.J. DeBonta's signing, Kevin Young's hiring, Yegor Demin, and so on and so forth. Incredible tenure by Tom. Looking forward to him enjoying his retirement. We are going to miss that guy.
Just think about the old adage, leave it better than you found it.
Yep.
If ever there were a prime example of that, it is now. We're going to now send it across the hallway to Studio C here at BYU Broadcasting for Associate Athletic Director John McBride, who has some words before we get to Tom Holmoe's retirement press conference.
Good morning, everyone. My name is John McBride, Associate Athletic Director here at BYU for Communications and Media Strategy. It's my pleasure and honor to welcome you today to this news conference announcing the upcoming retirement of our beloved and the legendary athletic director here at BYU, Tom Holmoe, after 20 years of service. We want to thank Tom and appreciate him being here. Look forward to hearing from him. We want to especially recognize Tom's family here, his wife Lori and the many family who've supported him over these many years, and appreciate their love and support. The format for today, the event will be the format of today's event will be as follows. We'll first be pleased to hear remarks from our president of Brigham Young University, President Shane Reese. We're thankful to have President Reese with us. Following President Reese's remarks, we'll have a brief video presentation, and then immediately after the video, we'll then hear some prepared remarks from Tom. And then following Tom's remarks, the remainder of the time will be available for Q&A with the media who are here in Studio C. I'll stand back up and have some instructions at that point. But with that, we will pass things along to President Reese.
I'd like to welcome everyone today. And, you know, we were just backstage preparing for this this opportunity to address all of you. And how about that big win for the BYU men's basketball team last night? Huge on the road. Yeah. Just Tom just returned from that trip, so made it back here just in time for this event. I really wanted to start today, and I'm going to try not to look over at Lori. I want to congratulate Tom and Lori and thank them on behalf of the university for decades of distinguished service. When we talk in this campus about Christ-like leadership, Tom has lived it with our coaches, with our student athletes, and with all of Cougar Nation. I should also add that Tom's pretty good at Halloween costumes as well. From navigating independence to more recently entering the Big 12, his legacy as a student athlete, a coach, an administrator merits every accolade and celebration we have planned for him and his family. We're grateful that Tom has agreed to help us during this transition as we work to appoint an athletic director who will build on the legacy of Christ-like leadership that Tom has set. We've already begun the formal search process for Tom's replacement. This formal search will focus on an individual who absolutely loves BYU, someone who bleeds blue. It will also focus on our distinct mission of both athletic excellence and spiritual development. In President Spencer W. Kimball's prophetic address about BYU's second century, he said, "Until we have climbed the hill just before us, we are not apt to be given a glimpse of what lies beyond. The hills ahead are higher than we think." Tom has climbed some remarkable hills. I would even suggest mountains during his time as athletic director. In this exciting era of BYU sports, there are mountains ahead. BYU and BYU athletics will always be unique in its mission and how we compete and conduct ourselves. And we're grateful for Tom's example of commitment to BYU's spiritual mission and athletic excellence that form the foundation for BYU's exciting future. Again, we express our gratitude to you, Tom, to your family, and congratulate you on your next chapter. And go Cougs.
Thank you, President. I appreciate those kind words. And like you, because of the emotion of the day, I think I'm going to stick to the script. When I retired from playing with the 49ers at the age of 30, my dad remarked to me, "You're the luckiest guy in the world. You have not had to work a day in your life." I believe that what he meant was that if you love what you do at your job and you love the people that you work with and together you create success, can you really call that work? I thank God every day for the incredible blessing of working at BYU for the past 23 years. I've played, I've coached, and I've administered as a Coug for 30 years. BYU is my home. Our Homo family motto is making memories. Our collective memory bank is filled with sweet and cherished memories of the thrills of being a Coug. I count it a miracle that someone who knew nothing about BYU or the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints as a sophomore in high school growing up in Southern California could, one, find my way onto a team coached by the legendary Lavelle Edwards. Two, line up with a first-class teammates in every respect of the word. Three, meet and marry my dream girl, Lori. Four, get exposure at BYU to be drafted into the NFL. Five, return to coach the Cougs for 2 years, which led to jobs at Stanford, Cal, and the 49ers, only to return to BYU for a third time to become the athletic director. I can only say BYU has blessed my life immensely. I was passed the baton to play the role of BYU's athletic director in 2005. I knew at the time it would not be my duty to finish the race or to break the tape, but instead to run a good race and be prepared to pass that baton to the next BYU AD at the right time. I believe this is the right time. In 2005, when I first received the baton, we were already pretty darn good at BYU and had been for a few decades. But with the addition of some amazing coaches and a constant, steady stream of remarkable student athletes, we got better. You add to that a fan base that stretches, well, to forever, called Cougar Nation. Our student section at games, that's second to none, The Rock. Donors and sponsors that not only support the Cougs financially, but willingly and effectively teach us, players, coaches, and administrators, career, business, and life strategies. And we have, with all that, a cheat code for success. In my 9 years with the 49ers, I learned firsthand that to keep a franchise at the top, the leaders of the organization could not allow players and coaches to just hang on to their valued positions while they were in the downturn of their careers. It was a tough pill to swallow for all of us that had to move on. But the 49er organization remained at the top for 20 years. I love my beloved BYU, and I believe strongly in our athletic future. I believe in the leaders that are in place right now. The next few years will be very important decision-making times, key strategies for the future that don't even exist today will need to be made by a team and a leader that can guide beyond this present day. I don't want to hold on too long in any way, diminish that greatness which lies ahead for BYU athletics. So far in my remarks today, I've used the pronoun I far too much. My story at BYU from my freshman year in 1978 till today is unquestionably about we. We, our student athletes, our coaches, our athletic staff, our student body and administration, we come to work every day at BYU with a goal to help increase the faith of each other by more fully placing Jesus Christ at the forefront of all our activity, whatever that may be. One of my cherished memories at BYU that I hope I can always hold on to is how many times people would approach me on the street, at the store, at games, and tell me how they were praying for me and for our players and coaches. I would always express my gratitude and let them know that I felt their prayers. I told them that every day Coug teams pray in gratitude for each other, for BYU, for our fans, and for the opportunities that they've been blessed with. We go hard. We make mistakes along the way. We err in our judgment, in decisions. Our efforts sometimes fall short. However, we reach and sometimes often exceed our goals. We relish the challenges placed before us. We work to develop student athletes and a staff filled with character. We constantly strive to knit our hearts together as one. To our most excellent coaches, staff, and administration, I will applaud all of you individually in time. You know my love for you. And at the top, a board of trustees that shepherds BYU and is led by a prophet of God. Let's just say we're blessed to receive the very best counsel and guidance that a school could receive. I'm so grateful how each and every one of you have lifted me up in my time of need through 20 years. Plus, if I speak just one name, I'll start bawling. I've raised my family at BYU. They are true blue. I thank my dear wife, Lori, for 42 years She's been a sure and constant source of love and support. I thank my children and their spouses, Shannon and Robbie, Danny and Carly, Eric and Chrissy, Lauren and Zach. You give me incredible encouragement and way too much advice. And finally, to my grandchildren, Miles, Briggs and Lucy, Rocky, Letty and Desi, Remy and Sonny, Mickey and Ronnie, plus Kobe on the way. We've got 6 more months to play in Papa's play place, which is also known as the indoor practice facility. Go Cougs.
After years of consideration, we determined that there was no time like the present to chart a path towards independence in football. We're going forward with this direction, and we feel that there's so much to accomplish. This is the pathway that we chose to go for.
Congratulations, Cougar Nation. It's been a long time coming, and here we are. Cougar Nation, welcome to the Big 12. Go Cougs!
BYU student athletes are the secret sauce. I love them. They are the key ingredient that makes BYU athletics great.
Loyal, strong, and true, forever and ever. Thanks, Cougs. Success is a journey, not a destination. Cougar Nation, it's time to continue. Go Cougs.
Questions from the media at this point. If you want to raise your hand, if you have a question, Kenny has a mic over there on that side. He'll find you. If you can stand and state your name and news organization before your question, that would be great. Thank you.
John Kuhn, Associated Press. Tom, just looking at the timing of your retirement, when did you decide that this was the right time for you to retire? How did that all come about?
I made the decision in July of this year. The last couple years, I've had to seriously contemplate, and my wife and I made the decision for a couple years that let's go one more, and sometime this summer, I'm not sure about the exact date, I just had a really strong impression that it was time. I'd talked to some people through long years where they would say, you'll know when the time is right. And it was in July. I think my bosses wanted me to give them a little bit more time, like a year. And I just didn't feel that I could do that. Sorry, President. And so at that time, my wife and I talked about it. I went to her and we talked it out, had a little debate. Threw a few things at each other and decided finally after a week that we were on the same page. And at that point in time, I told my children and they said, no. And I said, yeah. And I said, look, whether we go 0-12 or 12-0 in football, this is my last season, but we're not going to go 0-12. I knew it. If I would have said something early on, it would have been a big distraction for our football team and our other teams. And through the spring and winter conditioning, my talks with Kalani, I knew that we were going to have
a good football team. I'll be honest and say I didn't think we would reach the heights that Kalani and his team reached, but I believe that we were a bowl team. I saw them work. I saw it coming together. And at that point in time, I was just praying that it would come together, and it did. So super grateful for my sanity that the it was just a sweet and special year. And so about 2 weeks maybe after the season, I went to President and to Keith and said, this is the time. And I said, hey, I'll work through the end of this contract, which is August. And at that point in time, I'll be done. But I'll do whatever you need me to do up until that time. So my president can answer the questions more about that. But I just believe that this is a really good time to make a smooth and effective and powerful transition. I sincerely believe that the pieces are in place for us to continue to really thrive. The Big 12 has been a special blessing for all of our teams. We all believe in the Big 12, that the leadership of the Big 12. Man, being in Morgantown last night for a game was special. And this is the right time. So I hope that answers the question.
Congratulations, Tom.
Thank you, Patrick.
Patrick Kinahan, KSL Sports. As you go forward, obviously this university and this athletic department means the world to you, and you want to see it succeed. If you could impart wisdom on whoever your successor is, what do you think it would be?
I don't think there's any question to that answer, and that is when I was hired by President Samuelson in 2005, he sat me down in his office and said, you have got to be aligned with BYU, the school. They all often talk about academic mission or the school's mission and how it's aligned with the athletic department at every school. And I think there's varying degrees of alignment with the school. I don't think people realize that. I think they see athletic departments and football programs as being the number one star on campus, but the foundation is the school, and it will always be that way. There's things that are going on in athletics right now in college that will bring you away from that. But he said, keep aligned with me, meaning the president, and the direction that I give you, and I will stay aligned with our board of trustees in the church, which we have the closest bond as any school in the country. It's a strength that I could never understate. Excuse me, overstate. And I've just felt that for 20 years, that bond and the support and the strength that I feel when things get tough and things get rough, we're aligned, so they've given me leeway because I'm okay to fail. Like I said in my remarks, we've struggled and stumbled and done some crazy things, and they have grace, and we're good. And that gives me confidence to give that to our coaches, and our coaches feel the same way. And so there's stability, there's structure, and there's consistency. And that rules the day here.
Tom, Jake Hatch, KSL Sports. You mentioned the fact you went year by year over the last little bit in terms of determining what your future was going to be. How much of getting BYU on a solid footing in a new conference was a deciding factor in all of this?
And Jake, it's an interesting question because I remember, and Loria will laugh or cry, I don't know which, when in about my fifth or sixth year, I came home one day and said, I can't do this job. This is just way too hard, and I'm not sure I'm really, you know, built for this job. And as we go forward, it was like year after year. I've been here for 23 years on a one-year-to-year contract. I never had a multi-year contract. I never asked for a multi-year contract. They never gave me a multi-year contract. I'm sorry, President. And I didn't want it that way. I literally wanted it to be where, you know, I had to work for my food. And if I did a great job in a given year, Keith or Matt Richardson or Kevin Worthen or Fred Skousen, my bosses through those years, would slide the contract across the table when it was contract time, and I would sign the contract without looking at what the terms were. And just knowing that I was just going to have troubles and struggles, it was fine. So I just took them one at a time. There were other issues before the Big 12. Like, I didn't know if I would make it to that. But it's almost like Lori and I think some of those are private. I had some definite goals that I wanted to achieve before I was done. And I'll share one, and just to show you, like, when President Samuelson was a president, one of my goals that I told Lori was that I just hope I can finish, that he can finish his tenure and that he doesn't have to fire me and hire another AD. I'm serious. I think that the fact that he had confidence in me and gave me that job, I just had to finish for him. And then when Kevin took over, you know, I was like, whoa, I made it through one president. That's pretty good. And so I'm working on number three now.
Darnell Dixon, The Daily Herald. A lot of coaches and administrators are getting out of the college game because of the changes, the NIL and transfer portal and all of that. How do you feel like you were able to navigate that, considering what BYU represents?
You know, it's a great question. I think that the answer is many faceted, but I look up and see some of my coaches in the stands right now, and we just did it together. There were difficult times. I'll give you one example, and there would be many if I had time, but during COVID, Kalani and I would get together and say, you know, what are we going to do? Really, we would look at each other like, I'm not prepared for this. He's not prepared for this. And then, like, we'd cobble together a schedule and say, Kalani, like, we have a chance to do a home-and-home with Alabama. You want to do it? And he'd look at me, and I knew in his heart of hearts, he's thinking, no, I'm not so sure about that. And he'd go, let's do it. And so, like, together, the coaches and me and my administration, we just figured out a way to get it together and make it work. And so that's kind of how it worked. There were times, I want to speak on COVID a little bit. It was a really fun and exciting time when I say fun. And I say that because, like I look in the stands right now and I see Ryan Smith, who's a friend of ours. And during COVID, and I called him up and said, hey, how's this work? What are you doing? And he runs a business. I run a business. And we had talks. He shared some really private things about his experiences growing his business. And we shared that, and it kind of hit. It wasn't exactly apples and apples, but like what he shared with me, I was able to take and share with Kalani and with some of the other coaches. And then I could hear the coaches taking that emotion and energy and strategy and putting it with their players. And then, you know, Andy Reid would call me and say, hey, let me just tell you, here's how it's working with us. Danny Ainge would call me. Here's how it's working with us. We just have this, like, team of talent in our alums that is seemingly endless. And they just don't call and say, good luck. They're, like, in it all the way. And so for us to be able to get through difficulties, there are going to be difficulties every day, almost every week, and we like taking them on. We do. It's hard when it happens, but we're always reminded when you get through it, it's going to be sweet.
Jay Drew, Deseret News. Congratulations, Tom.
Thank you, Jay.
President mentioned that you would stay involved. So this is a two-part question. How involved will you be, or will you just ride off into the sunset? And second, what's on your bucket list? What's next for you?
Okay. I told President right off the bat that I did sign up for another year, which was through August. So if he needed me till that day, I'm in. But I said, it's probably better for everybody to get someone in here sooner than later. And that's a good thing. So if it takes a week or a month or whatever the time is, when that new AD comes in to ask for my keys to my office, I'll give them to him and then maybe be selling nachos at the Smithfield House for the rest of the time.
And just, if I can, Jay, the other thing I would say is that when Tom came to my office and indicated that he was willing to stay until August, until the end of his contract, I did talk to our contracting staff and ask whether or not we could change the year on that contract. And they assured me that it was already signed and executed, so I couldn't do that. It would be in breach. But I'll say that Tom's willingness to be a part of kind of our process going forward is incredible. It shows his commitment to the institution. And candidly, until then, it's going to be business as usual. We are in the throes of a very active basketball season, both men's and women's. We have our men's volleyball team in action. We have our track and field teams in action. So we have an athletic department that needs to be run, and I'm so grateful for Tom's willingness to dig in and to treat this as another chapter of his incredible legacy that he's continuing to build at BYU.
Hey, my dad wouldn't think that I was working last night at the game, but I was working hard. And, just like I have the greatest job in the world. I really believe I have the best job in the world. And, like, to be able to see Kevin come running off the, I always go down the tunnel to the locker room, and to see Kevin like running towards the locker room and just to embrace a coach that just fought like crazy to win a game. That's my bliss, is being in the games, seeing the players coming through and just looking at all their eyes. And they just had a really difficult, tough loss at Cincinnati and then battled back. How do you beat that? That's hard to beat. That's the part that, I think I'll miss. But I'll be in the stands with some of our donors and sponsors and friends and Cougar Nation, and I'll have plenty of opinions that I can state in the stands that I can't really state right now as the AD.
Mitch Harper, KSL Sports. President Reese, you noted something. Just wanted to follow up. You mentioned that there's a formal search going on and that you want someone who's passionate about BYU. Is that focusing in on internal candidates, or are you conducting a national search to find Tom's replacement?
That's a great question. And we're definitely going to conduct a national search. We're going to cast a broad net with the intent of getting the person who is passionate, who bleeds blue. I mean, and committed to the mission. Tom talked about this alignment piece, understanding that we're sponsored by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and our connection to our Board of Trustees, and having that alignment from top to bottom is an incredible asset. I would call it our strategic advantage. I think it's part of what led to some of the magic we saw with our cross-country teams this year. I think it's what led to this magical football season that we've had. It's the magic of this athletic program, and I think that alignment matters critically. And so that means that we've got to be rigorous in our approach for searching for a replacement. And really, we talk about a replacement. I don't think you ever replace a man like Tom Homo. I think there's a successor in this role. But Tom Homo's an irreplaceable athletic director. 20 years as an athletic director, I go around and look at Big 12 schools, and that's a rare individual. And you then look at the path that we've trod to get to where we are as an athletic department through independence to entry into the Big 12. It's a remarkable tribute to an incredible career.
Hey, I'd like to kind of add on to that as far as what President said about the search. One of the things that is super encouraging for me is the day that I came to President and we talked this out, you know, he did ask me if I wanted to stay, but he knew that I had made my decision. But I think it's important to note that, like, right soon after I knew his feelings and we're super close friends, I knew that he had already turned the page and he was ready to go. And that was, it made me feel so good that he can't wallow in what was. We're looking ahead right now. This is a really good time to make a transition. Transitions are part of sport. Change is part of sport. And it's oftentimes very good. It can be tough, but it's good. And I love the fact, and I'll report this to all of our coaches and our staff, is that President's ready to go. We're going to turn the page. The baton will be handed to a new AD, and we'll hit the ground running. That's what I wanted. That's what President wanted. And I think that's what all Cougar Nation wants.
This will be our final question.
Kevin Reynolds with the Sully Tribune. Tom, I know you've prepared a lot for revenue sharing and things like that, but how much of that is already in place? And what are the biggest challenges you see in whoever is your successor?
Kevin, I think there are a lot of new things on the horizon. Revenue share, NIL, transfer portal, the house settlement, that will be an ongoing challenge, has been, is, and will be for a few years. I think that the work that we've done in the last 2 years is solid. I was with an AD friend of mine last night, and one of the things that we were talking about was no one's going to really know how good we're doing at this right now until a year or two or three from now, when you can see how it paid off. There's been people that thought they were doing it well, and it hasn't turned out too well. But I have a great team right now. And I have, in the last year, and maybe even two, subconsciously knowing that this was going to come to an end soon, I've been turning over a lot of strength and power to my team. And I have a right-hand man, a wingman, B. Santiago, and I've been giving him a lot of strength. And in this NIL and house and these things, we are working every single day to plan for the future. So it's not like I have to just start. We're going to start from scratch. We're down the road quite a bit. They will make adjustments when I'm not here, because I'll be gone, and that's a good thing to be able to have people look at things in a different way. I'm totally confident that the shifts and the moves and how it changes will happen naturally and in a normal way, and we got this.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, President, and thanks to everyone for being here today.
BYU Athletic Director Tom Holmoe making it official. He will finish out his tenure as Athletic Director through the month of August. But what that entails, we don't know. He said he might be serving some nachos.
Smithfield House.
That's what President Reese and company want him to do. But understandably, super emotional and really insightful from both President Reese and Tom Holmoe about how this all went down, going back to last July. Didn't mm-hmm. want to be a distraction to the football team and to the programs. And, you know, that must have been tough, naturally, to hang on to that. But now is the time, and he moves forward, and the search has already begun for his replacement.
Absolutely. We'll see what that timeline looks like in the next several months. But BYU has at least until the end of August, right? Tom said, hey, when they ask for the keys, I'll turn them over. I'll be ready. But it's true. They are in the middle of season, so it's not happening for a few months, I would think. Tom's still here. We'll see. But this should be a celebration today of what Tom Hummel has done and who he has affected. And he mentioned I at the beginning, and deservedly so. And then he talked about we and what the BYU Athletic Department has done. I think the greatest legacy that Tom will leave on BYU is that he ushered BYU into the future. The Big 12 is the number one stamp I put on his tenure. He's the guy that navigated BYU out of some off and on the field troubles the previous years when he takes over in 05. They win the Mountain West several years
Makes
after
the right
that.
Hires, the Bronco Mendenhall, Dave Rose.
All those guys I talked about at the top of the show. He has crushed every football and men's basketball hire. They've all been out of the park. They've been awesome. You see what those guys are doing now. It's incredible. And the ushering into, okay, we're going to get into independence. We're going to get a contract with ESPN. BYU TV is going to have a bigger place in what we do. And then you see where BYU is now. Like, leaps and bounds better the last 20 years. And that's what he has done. BYU has become an important piece of the collegiate athletic conversation while maintaining and aligning with the school and with the church, as he talked about. You're getting amazing people doing amazing things at BYU. And then professionally, you talk about the Olympians. You talk about the NFL guys. You talk about the future of BYU's NBA pipeline that it's creating at this point. The coaches in the NFL, the quarterbacks, all the talent, all the people. It's been tremendous what Tom Homa has done. BYU will be hard-pressed to find someone who will affect the athletic department as well as Tom did. There are some exciting candidates, which is great. I'm confident like Tom and like President Reese into the future. But Tom Homo's legacy is going to last for a long time around these parts.
President Reese said it best. Tom Homo is irreplaceable as an athletic director. There will be a successor, but you can't just replace a Tom Homo. And I thought that was a really kind a way to phrase that, and accurate because of everything that he's in 20 years. And Tom spoke specifically about, I didn't want to be in a position where they had to fire me and things were getting weird. I wanted to be able to hand this off and leave this place better. Mission accomplished.
The retiring AD is not a common thing. It's, there was an issue, something happened, we got to move on, we got to find someone else. Tom goes out on his own terms, which is incredible. That says a lot. And the fact that BYU's in the place it is amazing. And you think about the people that are in that room with him, right? A lot of the coaches. You saw Danny Ainge. You saw Ryan Smith. You see administrators. You see family. You see media. Kalani's talking, making his way down. It's awesome to see what he talked about, too. The alumni base, Cougar Nation. He got real emotional when he started talking about Cougar Nation. A guy that can communicate with the greatest head coach in the NFL all the way to a fan via email. He connected with Cougar Nation. And he's competitive. He played here. He coached here. He knows exactly what it means to bleed blue. And BYU's going to miss Tom. He's a fiery guy. I remember after the 2018 BYU-Wisconsin win, I joked that week, I think, that this was a running score, a volleyball score or something. And he said to you, he walked by and he goes, "Tell your partner this is a football school."
Yeah.
You know, and I remember one meeting, too, where we had with athletics and a lot of the sports information folks and administrators with BYU TV of leadership talking about, hey, we're going to have more games on the BYU TV app. There may be fewer on BYU TV. And there was some bristling there among a few in the room. But Tom was the one saying, all right, let's go. This is the new way. We got to do it. And he adapted well to NIL. You talk about the COVID adaption of the BYU Athletic Department. They thrived that year. They adapted and thrived. You talk about this new era of NIL and transfer portal and now revenue share. Tom had an attitude of, I'm not going to worry about what was and what we can't do. I'm going to worry about what we can do moving forward. His adaptability.
How do we survive and thrive?
Yes, was incredible. He did not bristle at the past. He looked forward to the future. Even in this press conference where we celebrated him, he was still pushing it forward to what BYU can continue to be and become.
Tom Homo. Greetings to all of the notable figures in Studio C. We will have him in studio, I'm told, for probably 4 or 5 minutes. He's making his way down the hall, so we will speak with him. And then at the center of all of this, and I choose that word carefully, at the center, because that's what President Reese said, that's what Tom Homo said, that whoever replaces him, must put Jesus Christ at the forefront in all things because this is a faith-based institution.
Absolutely.
And so very, very clear message that this person has to love BYU and is someone who embraces Christ-like leadership. That is paramount for whoever is going to be the successor for Tom Holmo.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's obviously a big deal here. And think about the BYU that he took over to what it is now. Who is BYU right now? It's a football team with a Jewish quarterback. It's a basketball team that just signed the number one recruit in America. We never thought that would be possible, of someone who is not a member of the faith. It is a welcoming place where athletics, we've seen this place become incredible. Like, not only on the field, off the field, what they continue to do and represent and be, it is aligned, which has been awesome. And so we're going to miss Tom, man. Tom's been great. And I love seeing the old, like, the player is in there still. When he runs up the tunnel celebrating last night's win in Morgantown, the player is in there.
Yes.
Like, that's what he said. I'm going to miss that part, the competitive part.
That might be the part he misses most. In fact, we'll ask him about it. He is making his way down the hall and will join us after the break. The star of today's proceedings, Athletic Director Tom Holmo, is live on BYU Sports Nation to discuss more on what he termed as the right time to make a smooth, powerful, and effective transition to whatever is next for BYU Sports. This is BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by The BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation live in Studio B. We just wrapped up the official press conference with BYU Athletic Director Tom Holmo announcing officially his retirement. He will carry out his contract through August, and he is kind enough to join us for a few moments here. Tom, I think we need to start with what in the world we're going to do with our number one rated Halloween show now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah. What do we do now?
I think that my sister-in-law, Rhonda, and Janine, my makeup artist, I think they're retiring too, at least from the athletic AD Halloween party. So you never know. We might do a little retro reunion time. I might drop in some Halloween.
Please do.
Okay.
When you least expect it.
Well, on Halloween, we'll expect it. But
Rhonda, Janine, I don't know.
It's an open chair for that.
Yes, absolutely.
How would you sum up your emotions right now after that press conference?
I'm really happy. I'm happy for all the great people that I had a chance to work with, you know, to have opportunities to rub shoulders with BYU student athletes. Y'all know you get to do that. But I get a little bit more of the emotions and the passions, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. And I mean, that's my favorite thing. I've always said that our student athletes are the secret sauce. And they're my bliss. That's why I do it. I like the one-on-one conversations. Like I say last night, Mo played a great job, did a great job playing defense on their great guard. And to see him coming down the hallway and the look in his eye and just drenched in sweat. And I just give him a big hug and get slopped with sweat. That's what an AD does, baby.
You're in it. Your adaptability is something that really sticks out from your tenure of, okay, things change, I have to adapt. Whether it was COVID or NIL or transport or rev share, all that. How did you sort of get to that point where you were willing to embrace the future as opposed to bristle with the past?
Yeah, I think that in the world of athletics, change and transitions happen every day. And I think we start looking at it when we're young kids. You just don't know it. I mean, when you're in Little League and the coach, you know, pinch hits for you, that's change. When you get to high school and you are on the football team and you love the game so much and you can't play beyond high school football, that's change. When you get to college at BYU and you're the big star and you come in and all of a sudden you're a small fish in a big pond, that's change. And so you have to adapt. You have to be willing to change. But I think if there's a contrast, and that is what I'm really aiming for is stability. And I think that that's really one of the things that has led to any successes we have here is that we have a stable ground, a foundation that started with Lavelle. And many of our coaches and players and administrators have built that foundation firmly. You got to keep continuing. So when you do change, you can transition because you're built on solid ground.
Tom Homo, BYU Athletic Director, is the star of the show, understandably, today. This is a loaded question, and you've already touched on it a little bit, but what do you hope you are remembered for in your 20 years as Athletic Director at BYU?
You know, I really think that history will write that. It's not for me to think what I was for. I just know what I remember, not what I'm remembered for. And I will remember the student athletes and coaches that day to day to day. You're right there. We've had student athletes that have come to BYU with the greatest dreams and goals, and they have so many things ahead of them, and it doesn't work. They have to transfer, and they go somewhere else, or they get injured, and they can't do it. From that to, you know, Jimmer, last night, just our cross-country championships, those are things that, it's just like a shot of adrenaline every time you see one of our people reach a goal, reach a dream, have a vision, and it comes true.
Was one of those goals getting BYU to a power conference? And then once you got there, was it like, okay, I feel like I've reached that point? Was that a big thing for you? Because that was a big thing for the rest of us.
I mean, it was for sure something that everyone in Cougar Nation has wanted and planned on since 1980. I mean, Lavelle kicked it off, and everyone since has tried to chip in. You guys do that. If you think about the brand of BYU TV and Sports Nation, that helped lead to the Big 12. I really think when you go on the road, like last night, we were in Morgantown, and there's, you know, 100 people after the game in Morgantown. That led to the Big 12. When we were in Egypt with the women's volleyball team a couple years ago on a summer tour, we show up at a gym in Cairo, and there's like 12 people that we didn't even know were going to be there in Cairo. That's what this is. And so it just never ends, and I'm glad to hear that.
What will you miss most? Maybe you've already answered that, just the interactions with the athletes. I know that's part of it. What will you miss most?
All of it. I'll miss all of it. I think that, the good, the bad, and the indifferent, like some days are better than others. I always tell my wife that some days I drive 7 minutes from my office to my home, and it's a tough day. It's a bad day. And sometimes I take the long way home, stop off at Swig, get a stiff one. But here's the thing. For 20 years, the next day, I can't wait to get to work. There's never been a day in 20 years that I haven't gotten my car and go, let's do this. Because every day is a new day. The ends of the day aren't great, but the beginning of every day is awesome.
Can you speak to your love of all the sports? Because there's some ADs elsewhere. It's like football and basketball, and there's some other sports. This is a complete athletic department that has greatness all over it. Can you speak to your love of all the sports in the athletic?
Yeah, I'm gonna kind of go back to when we were a split department. We had a men's department and a women's department. And one of the things that President Samuelson charged me with was bringing those two departments together. And I remember carefully, very vividly, there was somebody in the department that said, when I got hired as the AD, there goes the women's athletic department. And I thought, okay, let's see how that goes. And I made it like just a personal challenge that we weren't going to slip. Our women's department has been good for a long time. I say department, our women's teams,
yeah,
coaches, players. But you all see it, you cover it. Every one of our student athletes, 631, whatever the number is each year, they're all children. Like, you ask me who's my favorite player, like out of 631, I have one. No, they're all, I have them, I have different reasons why I love each and every one of them. And it could be football, and it could be soccer. It could be gymnastics, it could be basketball. But they all come here. We brought them here. We inspired and lit a light, a fire underneath them that they're going to come here, and we got to take care of them. And they have hopes and dreams and goals, and it's our opportunity. That's what it is to do it together. So that's what it's all about.
We'll finish with this, as we've got about 60 seconds before we have to wrap up the show. But do you have any final words that you'd like to offer to Cougar Nation at this point? Again, you're not gone yet, but this is the day where we are celebrating you in large capacity. What's your message to Cougar Nation?
I mean, it's two words: go Cougs. And I say that.
Amen, Tom.
I say that because no matter where you go in the world, I mean, I'm recognizable at Macy's and Provo. And it's so fun for me to be shopping down the aisle and somebody looks at me and says, go Cougs. Man, I think that's the essence of what it is. Everybody has a different level of fanship, of passion, but from the little tiny babies to the oldest of old fans, go Cougs sums it up for everybody.
Love it.
Amen.
Tom, thank you so much for your
time. Thanks, Tom.
And all you do.
Appreciate it, man.
That wraps up the show. Our thanks to today's guest, Tom Holmoe. For Jeremy, I'm Spencer. And as he said, go Cougs.